Radio.
Radio
X. The Radio X Evening Show with Peter Crouch.
Welcome to the Evening Show podcast. No Gordon this week, as I'm sure you can tell. His voice hasn't mellowed as he's been down south that long. No, it's Peter Crouch. I've been covering for the last fortnight. I'm joined by producer Vin now.
You all right, mate? All good?
Very good, thank you.
Good stuff, man. So this is the podcast intro. This is what we normally do with Gordon. This is your first attempt, I guess.
I've no idea how a podcast works, but I didn't know what radio was like, to be honest, until you helped me through it this week.
So basically, this is the bit where we just tell people what's coming up on the podcast.
Right, okay.
So you got your first chance to interview people. That was the main thing this week.
It was great, yeah. I was a bit nervous about it. Jake Bugg and Sean Ryder, Liam Frey as well.
Yeah.
All obviously, you know, incredible musicians. So it was different to be on the other side of the mic. I actually quite enjoyed interviewing people and just sitting back and listening to the stories. It's usually me who's got to make them up.
But it was nice when, like, Jake Bugg came in and you could see he was a little bit starstruck. You know, like, oh, my God, there's a footballer.
It's mad because, obviously, you know, I always look up to them. You know, it's totally different to what I do. But obviously, yeah, you can tell he's a football fan. He's a Notts County fan. It was interesting talking to him about that. But obviously the music as well, it's what, you know, I'm here for. I'm dying to know about what he does, you know, making his albums and things like that. But yeah, you could tell that he was obviously interested in the football as well.
It was cool, man. So we've got all that coming up. We've got a few stories that you were telling us, lots of nights out and that sort of thing.
Yeah, there's been some good stories. Yeah, I had to rack my brains and get some stories together, and it's been enjoyable. Yeah, I've enjoyed it. Obviously, some good musical stories, but some good stories about off the field and on the field as well. So I've really enjoyed this week, and hopefully it's summed up in the podcast.
Are you going to listen back to it? You're going to sit in an armchair and drink a brandy and listen to your own voice?
I've listened to a few shows back, and yeah, I'm pleased. You make me sound good. You know, I'm not as amateurish as I thought I was.
Well, mate, it's been an absolute pleasure. I'm glad you've enjoyed it.
Tom, listen, mate, I couldn't have done it without you. I owe you a pint.
Oh, come here. Yes, let's have a hug.
Here we go, mate.
Radio.
Radio.
X. The Radio X Evening Show.
With Peter Crouch.
I'm Peter Crouch on Radio X. I'm joined now by Liam Frey on The Evening Show. How are you, Liam?
All good, mate. All good.
All good. I think I'm trying to remember the last time I saw you, Liam. I think it might have Leeds Festival. I remember seeing you play there.
There's photos, but I don't remember it.
No. So it went well then. Yeah, good festival.
Yeah, good dinner thing, yeah.
I remember I saw Jeff Wooten had a gig as well. I saw in London. I saw you down
there. That's right, down the front.
Down the front. Yeah, that was it. I also saw you on a holiday, I remember.
God, yeah.
Do you remember that?
That was mad.
Yeah. You was telling me about Seat Guru.
Because you've got to get the extra couple, well, I was going to say the extra couple of inches, but you probably might need a bit more than I do. But on the end of planes and this website, it's amazing. It's good, isn't it?
I'll be honest, right? Since you told me about it, I've got involved, and yeah, it's good for me because obviously I need the exit.
Yeah.
So I started getting involved, but
it's really good. That's SeatGuru.com, everybody. And if Seat Guru, if you want to just wire that money straight to my account, that's absolutely fine.
Yeah. So Liam, we've got the acoustic tour coming up, just announced. Obviously there's lots of people excited about it, one of them being myself. What's made you do it, and what are the dates? And
yeah, well, I guess we knew that we've got a gig in Hungary in, I think it's next week, and that's the last one really of the that album, if you like.
Yeah.
So after that it's kind of, well, what do you paint your dining room or do you go on all day for 3 months or whatever? And I get really bored with that kind of thing. I thought, you know what, it'd be a good opportunity, I think, to I've done it, I did it before, maybe 4 years ago, and I really enjoyed it, and I think some of the fans enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And it's just an opportunity, I guess, to play some of the lesser-known tracks and some of the B-sides, and it's dead relaxed, like, and you know what I'm like, I don't become expecting anything even remotely professional, but it's just a laugh, really. It's just, like, kind of relaxed, and I can mess around with the set list every night, and I guess after that, really, we have to think about a new Cortina's record, but the last one only came out in October, so you know, you don't want to get on people's nerves, do you? You need to, like, take a bit of a break and then come back, let the demand build, you know.
Yeah, well, it's nice to do something different, I suppose. And I know that obviously I've got a lot of mates that have been to all the gigs. Yeah. Obviously at Stoke, a lot of the staff actually, like big fans. Obviously a few of the lads as well, myself. But they all said that the ones obviously been to the big gigs, the Heaton Parks, the Old Traffords, obviously the Etihad recently. And they all said that when you do, part of that is acoustic as well. You strip it back in parts, and all of them said that that was, you know, their favourite part of the gig was when you do that. And
it's nice, I guess. It's one of those things, isn't it, when the majority of the set is like so intense and it's full on. And it's full on, I mean, it's full on for us watching the crowd. Never mind being in the crowd when we're watching the crowd. I remember being in, I think it was in Ibiza a couple of years ago, and I looked down at the crowd and thought, yeah, I'm too old for that now, mate. I can't be getting stuck in that anymore. But it's nice, I guess. It's a little bit of a respite, and it, you know, everyone just chills out for a bit, and there's a couple of them. So I'm really looking forward to it, you know, and it'd be great to play some of the older B-sides and things, and maybe some new bits as well. I think now with Twitter and everything, the second that you play something new with a full band, it's everywhere. So I think when it's full band, you almost have to deliver this finished, polished, you know what I'm saying, like kind of with all the parts done and whatever. But when it's acoustic, I can just mess about and throw a couple of verses in here and there and kind of gauge people's reaction, I think. So it'd be nice to kind of, because I've not done that almost since we started, like 10 years ago. So yeah, it'd be good.
Does it feel like very different to play, obviously you're playing massive stadiums when you're playing in front of 50,000 people, to obviously play the smaller venues? You can, with it being more intimate, can you, you know, can you talk to the audience more, you can engage more with
you totally people. Can be, you know, you do feel it. I mean, like we did Old Trafford, and you can hardly even see them, do you know what I mean? It was it was nuts for us, because you do these festivals and stuff, and some of the festivals that you do, it's difficult to gauge who's there. Well, we did one in Lisbon a couple of weeks ago, and the Foo Fighters redlining. And we're basically playing to like 40,000 Foo Fighters fans, which is good because you're winning a round, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they're not there for you, whereas at Old Trafford, they were all there for us. So you kind of, it's difficult to gauge really because they're so far away. Yeah. So it's going to be interesting in Wrexham. when they're right there.
Well, I've penciled one in. I think it's the international break. Manchester Albert Hall, the 4th of November. I've penciled that one
that's
in.
The one thing.
That's an internet. There's perks of being a washed up international player. And that's one of them. Liam Frey on the 4th of November. So I've penciled myself in for that one.
Tickets waiting for you.
Top man, but.
Radio. X. The Radio X Evening Show.
With Peter Crouch.
It's all tales now. This is where I try not to bore you with stories of my life and what's happened. Now, the first story I've got is when I was on holiday. I had Madonna sitting behind me in a restaurant, and didn't think anything of it. Didn't bother her at all. Just went to the toilet, and her security guards, who were all English, were dotted around the restaurant and pulled me on the way out and said, "Hi, Peter Crouch, you know, big fans of England." I was at Liverpool at the time, and "Would you mind having a few photos?" "Of course not, you know, no problem." Had a few photos, a few text messages. This was going on for a little bit. I think it was a bit strange when I started FaceTiming one of the lads' sons back in the UK, but thought nothing of it. Thought, fair enough, they were nice fellas. Anyway, come back from the toilet, my suit was cold by now, so I felt I needed to go over and say something. Would Madonna mind if I had a picture? And he looked at me like I was mental. I said, "No, she doesn't like being disturbed." So that was me told.
Radio. X. The Radio X Evening Show.
With Peter Crouch.
Liam Frey's still with me, so we've chatted music, we've heard Tiptoes. That was last week's record of the week, by the way. And now we're going to talk a little bit of sport, if you don't mind, Liam.
That's good for me, mate.
So you're a Big Red, that's correct.
Big Red, yeah.
Yeah, how did you get into that, obviously? Were you born into it? Is your
So my dad was a Bolton fan until I came along. And then he decided he was going to, "Oh, yeah, I'll just have a bit of United as well. You know, it's my second team." So it suits him down to the ground, really, now. But, my first game was, I think it was 7. It was the first year of the Premier League. So it was just off. It was just kicking it. Yeah, 92, 93. And Cantona was like the first signing. Oh. So it was like, and he scored. I think we beat QPR 2-1. Yeah, my cousin took me. And I was in the away end, actually.
Right.
And just as we came up to the, because he's a QPR fan. So as soon as we came up, into the seats, they scored straight away. I think it was only 7. It was pandemonium. And he like let go of my hand straight away. So I was like, "That's it. Gonna die around here." It's so insane, but it's just to see that many people and all of them like rooting for the same thing. It was just a mega experience. Your first game in it as a kid, like it stays with you forever, I think.
Yeah, you can't beat it. The first game, his son, obviously my dad took me to Chelsea many years ago. But someone told me you were a ball boy. Is that right?
Yeah.
I was a ball boy at Chelsea. Believe it.
Were you?
Yeah. Well, that's when you needed a ball boy as well, because there was cars parked behind the goal and everything has changed a bit now.
Well, I don't know why. I mean, they used to say I had to be good at football, but God knows why I got picked. I think I must have got... Because one of the chief scouts at United was a teacher at our school. So I think he picked me based on... Well, I don't know what he's based on, but thanks for that. It's great, though. Like, being involved like that, though. Seeing the work into the club at a young age.
Yeah.
It's something that, like... Well, I was just really lucky to do, and... You're not like, the players are like, well, they have this like golden glow around them, don't you? When you're a kid, you're like, whoa, you know.
Oh, it's incredible.
It's just insane.
I think it was slightly, maybe not at United, but it was slightly easier. Obviously, when I was old enough to start going to QPR, you could get nearer to the players. I think now it's obviously very difficult to get anywhere near them. But what do you make of the current side now, like the manager, the players you've signed?
It feels like we've been in transition for 5 years. You know, since Fergie went. Although, in his last season, you know, I think we were lucky to win that league. I think everybody will agree with that. Mm. But since then, it's just not felt right. I think everybody was confident when Moyes came, and then that obviously dipped. And then Van Gaal came, oh, he's got something about him. Mm. Philosophy. Yeah, nonsense. So, I mean, nonsense, that is. And then Jose, I don't know, he's shoring it up, slowly but surely, I guess. Mm. I'm always super, super optimistic maybe before a season starts. But I've got to say, I think City are probably favourites in it. God, it hurts to say that. God, it hurts. But I think they've bought well, and then it's interesting. If Sanchez goes there, it's like, who are they going to drop? I don't know.
My mum will be over the moon. You've said that, to be fair. She's a City fan.
Oh,
yeah,
right,
she's from Macclesfield.
She'll be happy.
After these acoustic gigs, is there, what, have we got more Cortinas coming? Are you having a rest? Are you getting back to Mykonos again?
I hope so. I guess we'll probably look at start writing the next record. It's weird when you finish, because you're trying to listen to music to enjoy it, but also to kind of get inspiration, I guess. And sometimes you just need a few weeks away, like not necessarily like a holiday, but I go to a different city and I go to Paris quite a bit. I know that sounds a bit like, you know, up my own backside, but I like getting away there because you can just chill out, you know.
Listen, Liam, thanks so much for coming in.
I've really enjoyed
talking to you. So obviously, you're a top man, and, you know, I love the music myself
as well.
Man. So
keep up this as well. It's going well.
It's going all right. Yeah. The boys have looked after me very well, to be fair. And I've really enjoyed it, to be honest.
Excellent.
It's been good. But Liam will be touring in October and playing acoustic gigs across the country, so don't miss that.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Peter Crouch.
Right, story time now. It's Tall Tales with your host, Peter Crouch, on Radio X. Now, this was one back in the day, just after the Robot 2006 World Cup, where we'd finished with England. We were at the World Cup and obviously decided to let our hair down a bit. I've gone, taken a few of my mates to Miami, and we've frequented one of the bars. And as we're walking past, I get a tap on the shoulder. Hey, your robot boy, I hear from behind me. So I thought, that must be me. I turn round and who do I see standing there but Mickey Rourke. We have a couple of photos. I've still got some photos actually from that night of myself and Mickey Rourke doing the robot. Anyway, we go out. We managed to go out one night. We go out a second night. By the third night, I'm thinking, right, I've had enough of Mickey Rourke now, to be honest. Anyway, we get a knock at the door about 3 in the afternoon. One of the lads looks through the spy hole and says, Mickey again. So we turn round, he goes back to bed, and we just completely ignore him. Anyway, we get a letter under the door and reading it back to ourselves. I've still got the letter, believe it or not. He said, come on, we're home for it again, this and that. And the lesson of the day there is Mickey Rourke doesn't mess about. He enjoys the robot and he can do 3 days on the spin like he's taking his dog for a walk. In all seriousness though, what a great man. I'd like to dedicate this next track to him. It's Run by the Foo Fighters. Sorry for the swerve, Mickey.
Radio
X. The Radio X Evening Show.
With Peter Crouch.
Tonight, I'm joined by the legend, Mr. Sean Ryder, on the evening show. Now, I'm usually sat where you are, Sean, to be honest. So I feel this is my debut interviewing a legend like yourself is it's obviously a daunting prospect for me.
Well, but when I get my interview show, I'm going to interview you on a bike.
Yeah, you're into cycling, is that right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, I don't wear all the gear and all that lot, you know, the what's it called, Lycra or whatever it
the
is,
Lycra,
he wearing
yeah.
all that gear. I don't, you know, just track you and me anorak and get about, but yeah.
I'm
yeah.
so glad you said that, because we had the, obviously where I am, they had the cycle race recently. It's all middle-aged men with the Lycra on. It's just not, yeah. it well, just doesn't look good.
Yeah, the people do take, it's like the school run with the dads and the mums, you know. You're getting the dads was coming in with all the gear and the spikes and all that lot, and then, you know, fighting at the end of it, so you had to ban it.
It's madness, isn't it?
You
it's
know,
madness.
For the mums and dads.
But anyway, so the reason you're in Black Grape, you're Black starting Grape. Up again. You got a new, you've got new stuff now. First time in 20 years,
yeah,
isn't
yeah.
new music. So.
Pop voodoo.
Yeah, yeah. So the new album. What are we talking? Pleased with it?
Oh gosh, yeah. Gosh, did you hear that? How well trained am I? Yeah. Gosh. Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, love it. You know. I mean, really pleased with it. I think. You know. I think I was going to say Kermit, but now he's in his 50s. I've got to call him Paul.
Yeah.
You know, Kermit and a guy who's like 53 don't sort of work, don't roll. So, yeah, we actually think it's better than our first one.
Right.
That we did way back in 1995. So, yeah, well pleased.
So, you've gone a little bit political on it.
No.
This is my take on it, by the way. This is not Radio X's take, but there's a little bit of grief for a few people in it.
Well, what it was, right, years ago, the reason I'll tell you why I don't want to call it a track and it's a skit.
You know, like on
your pop albums, you have skits and intros. Well, that's what that is. And me and Paul was chatting away, watching the news, which is where we get a lot of our ideas from for our songs, the news. So we're talking about Trump. And so we have this conversation and it's going on for about half an hour. And when we finished, Youth, who's our producer, went, listen to this. So he hits the button and there's mine and Paul's conversation with a drum beat on it.
Right.
So it was like, yeah, we've got, you know, we need, 10 or 11 tracks for this, so there's another one. So I listen to it back and it's funny and, you know, we put, and ladies and gentlemen, blah, 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 great, so it's an intro. But then the label started putting it about, you know, little sort of getting people aware of the album. And I had to make it clear that it's not a track. No.
So it's literally just started with a conversation.
Yeah.
Between, that's mad, isn't it? And that's how the magic happens.
Yeah. I mean, and it is, you know, it's like most of the things that I ever turn out really good with me, it's just stuff that, you know, it's just, you know, coming in, you know, the best songs that I've ever written have been done in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what made you come back and do the new music and stuff like that? Was it just, were you sitting around at home, or did you have great ideas and you thought, I need to get these down? And
we've always done, the Mondays reformed in 1998.
Yeah.
And so we'd always done the Mondays, toured, you know, last album we did with the Mondays was about 2006, so we did a new album and that.
Yeah.
And I got a phone call from the States, and it was from my publisher, from Black Grape, and she just reminded me that it's 20 years since the first Black Grape album.
Right.
And she said, are you going to do anything? You know, are you having a, you know, party or something? And it was like I'd not even thought about it. So first thing I did was ring up Paul, and then at the same time, I get another phone call off Oakenfold saying, look, me and Goldie are doing this song for the European champions. Will you and Kermit do something, you know, because we did years ago, we did another football song with Keith Allen, England's
Irish.
Okay, so me and him, I've got a little thing studio out of the back of the house, and we went in there and we got this thing together and we sent it off to Oakenfold, and it was like, well, do you know what, while we're at it, let's carry on writing.
Yeah.
You know, I'll carry on throwing a few ideas around. So it really went from there. And then we ended up doing a couple of shows. So it just went on from there.
Radio.
Radio.
X. The Radio X Evening Show.
With Peter Crouch.
Earlier this week, I came up with a feature called Guess the Player. This is inspired by the 2006 World Cup. I'm sure that'll bring back some mixed memories for you. This is where I play a snippet, just a snippet, I promise you, of a tune that was on the player's playlist. In Germany, we had some great players there, but unfortunately, the playlist was not quite as good. The other night, I played you Jamie Carragher's choice. Here it is.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring.
So that was Cara's choice, Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash. What do you reckon, Vin?
I actually don't mind that, you know. That's all right. But so here's the thing. Is there like a Liverpool connection with that?
There's a huge Liverpool connection, yeah. You hear it Anfield every week, yeah.
So do you know why?
No idea. I actually don't know why, no.
Because we asked people about that on Monday, didn't we? We said who do you think chose that? And all the guests that came in, it was Stevie G, it was Carragher, it was all Liverpool.
Yeah, players. It's a huge Liverpool connection to that, and I'm not actually sure why. I should know why.
We'll have to do some homework, won't we?
I'm going to have to get on it straight after this.
I don't mind that, that's okay.
I think it's a good track. It's not bad. There's a hell of a lot worse to come. Right, okay, how about this tune?
But I'll be honest, before you'd suggested this, I'd never heard of it before.
Seriously?
No, man, it was the first time.
Dude, this was actually one of the main shows. This was actually played, I remember, before we went out of Paraguay in the first game, and the players were pumped. We just got in a huddle, we had a little meeting, and we were like, right, let's go. And this came on, and the lads were buzzing. It was on fire.
So this is Byron Stingley. And whose choice was this?
This was Michael Carrick.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, man.
We were absolutely pumped, and then we went out there and played very badly.
I'm going to turn it off.
I think Beck's got a deflected free kick and saw us win the game, but it wasn't a great start to a World Cup. But
it matches the music, if I'm being honest. Come on.
Yeah, probably, yeah. So I told you about those two earlier in the week. Here's today's revelation. Remember Paul Robinson? Come on, to be fair, it was a bobble away at Croatia. Anyway, this is what he chose.
You know what? I'm having that.
It's a very eclectic playlist, isn't it? People from all over the country and different music styles.
But where's he from? Where's Paul Robinson from? He's not Scottish, obviously.
No, he's I don't know. I mean, he grew up with Leeds, didn't he? Is he a Yorkshireman?
Is he?
Pretty sure he's a Yorkshireman.
So he could have had a Sheffield, but he could have had the Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah, I mean, it's a long time ago. I mean, I think even with my pick, I tried to conform to what we were supposed to like as footballers. You know, it's only because I'm a little bit older now that I've managed to break away, and because you don't care as much when you're.
What did you pick? You've got to tell us. Go on.
Mine was horrendous.
Come on.
My pick was like, this is when I was going through like a phase where I was trying to keep everyone happy, and I think I went for Tina Moore, Never Let It Go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
let's have a little taste.
I was trying to keep that quiet. But yeah, that's what I went for. Yeah.
Let's have a little taste of the playlist.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring.
You must have been very confused.
It's very confusing. Cristiano Ronaldo, I remember in the quarterfinals, was quaking in his boots when he heard this one.
Radio. Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Peter Crouch.
Sean Ryder's still here with us on the evening show. We've talked music. Now let's talk a bit of sport with Sean.
Sport.
So you're not a sports man.
I used to wag sport, right? And there was a load of houses that was all being demolished near our field. So I used to, you know, get a few beers, get me fags, bit of the other stuff, sit there watching them all play sport in the freezing snow and everything else, thinking, mugs!
See, I know a lot of boys from Salford, obviously, through the football, and there's good loads of them, load of good players. Yeah. Phil Bardsley have just played, just moved from Birmingham to big Salford.
And don't get me wrong, what them lads have done for Salford, you know, buying the old Salford FC. I mean, I love that.
It's amazing.
I think they're brilliant. I really do. Yeah.
No, it's incredible, isn't it? Are you a United fan then, but not?
I'm a United fan, look, by birth. I was from the days of Georgie Best, Alex Stepney, Bobby Charlton, Dennis Law, you know what I mean? And then when that other great team come along in the 90s and everything, and I get tickets and all that lot. So, but the reason I've got to clear this up, right? I know it's been really good. I mean, I'm the guy that's done two football songs. Yeah. Right? But I don't bother with that. I don't like. I hate football. It's not that I hate football. It's great watching a good game of football. But I'm not. I hate armchair experts for start, right? You know, the dudes that just sit there and they don't even play it, right? Yeah. And then technically, I know nothing, right? So I don't get involved in any of that stuff. So when you get asked to go on those shows and everything, it's like, oh, I don't know. Oh, forget it. Get away. Go away.
So it's always been about the music for you. Have you ever played football?
Yeah, of course I've
played.
Yeah,
played as a kid.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, surely you don't get away with being
from Salford. I did an advert once with Bobby Charlton and Terry Venables.
Yeah.
And I had to lay a few balls onto Bobby Charlton. It was for Admiral in the '90s.
Yeah.
You know, and then I sort of, you know, especially when you get a lot of people, oh, come on, you know, you must love football. First thing I go, he's like, do you mean why must I love football? You know what I mean? So I can be an argumentative little sod, you know what I mean?
So, obviously, this is Black Grape now. Is there any, for the fans out there, is there any Mondays reunions or are we sticking with the Black Grape for now?
No, the Mondays, we've just done... You know, the car fest. Yeah. I mean, we're always about...
You're always doing stuff, yeah. You're going to keep it going.
You know, the Mondays everywhere, yeah. You know. I mean, so the thing about the Mondays is with Black Grape, it's just me and Paul.
Yeah, right? And it's a lot easier to maintain.
Yeah, with the Mondays, you've got Bears, you've got a kid, you've got Gaz Whelan, you've got Rowetta, and everyone's got a say, and it's like, we're doing an album, well, I'm doing this and I'm doing that, so it's a lot easier to do that, but we will do another Mondays album, you know.
Right, yeah.
I mean, next year is going to be our Black Grape, but, you know, I'm hoping by 2020 that we'll have a new Mondays album, because the last Mondays album was in 2006.
Yeah, yeah. Well, OK. Not quite 20 years. It's 20 years until the next Mondays album, yeah? It is.
15 years.
Is it 15 years?
Consider maths between me and you, it's not great.
You know, if I walk in your shop with cash, you can actually rob me blind with a change. When I'm counting on my fingers. Good job of them cards, eh?
I see actually, so you've got girls, haven't you? How many kids you got? I've got
six kids.
So you've got girls, haven't you?
Yeah,
I've seen them on stage, actually. Are they into the music?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, that's good, because my girl's just not interested in football at all. I took them to a Stoke game, and we've got a mascot, a hippo, and she's just more interested in the hippo than me. You know? She's got no interest whatsoever, you know what I mean? So,
I'm sure in a few years she'll probably be managing a football team.
No, so they're into the music, yeah? They go to the gigs and stuff like that. Okay. Oh, well, listen... I wish you all the best, Sean. Thanks a lot for coming in. Listen, thanks for going easy on me. You know, it's my first. But listen, remember the new Black Grape album, Pop Voodoo, is out on Friday.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Peter Crouch.
Are you having a big one tonight? Let me tell you about one of the biggest nights I've ever had. One of my claims to fame is that out of 10,000 people in manumission in Ibiza, I was the last person left. They were cleaning all around us. We finally decided to go home. And when we did, we went back with another footballer who shan't be named in this story, back to their house where they were staying. I thought it would be a great idea to jump into the sea. And on the way down, I saw about 300 jellyfish. I was already fully committed by then. So as I saw the jellyfish, I thought, here we go. Head to toe in stings as I came out. Abby said to me, what on earth are you doing, first and foremost? And I said to her, right, you're going to have to do what you're supposed to do when you have jellyfish bites and stings all over you. But she wouldn't. I sat there for the remainder of the morning with a rash all over me, missed the flight home. Oh, well, we live and learn.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Peter Crouch.
I'm pleased to say I'm joined by Jake Bugg on the evening show. How are you, mate?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Very good, thank you for coming in. So we've got some new music, is that right?
Yeah, I got some new music, yeah. A new album, and pretty happy with it.
Do you do it from home? Where does the magic happen?
Well, I was writing at home, a bit in LA, but I was recording it out in Nashville, which that was a lot of fun, man. Yeah,
I've been dying to ask you about Nashville, to be honest, because I wanted to get out there with my missus and just do a little bit of Nashville, go and see the... You know, go to the studios, where they record. I'm actually banging to the to the programme on Sky, believe it or not. It's a horrendous programme, but we love it.
Oh, you don't watch that, do you? I've only seen little snippets of it, and that looks absolutely horrible.
Mate, we're all over it, to be honest. We're all over it. It's quite embarrassing, but I'm a big fan of Nashville as a place, and I know one of my mates, actually from Nottingham, Sean Derry, used to play for Notts County as well. He took his whole family out there, dragged them around Nashville and just raving about it. But how did you find it?
It was great, man. Yeah, I think the parts I saw were not like the TV show, and a little bit more like the real parts of it. Like I had a couple of mates there, and they take me out to the they got their equivalent of like legions down there, and they've all got the dungarees and the hats on, and all getting up and dancing, and the old fiddles out. It was amazing, man. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, and we work with some amazing people out there. Is that right? The American Sound Studio, those lads, the Memphis Boys.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, on this record, I was working with some of the Memphis guys, and that was incredible. Like a couple of them used to play with Elvis and played on a load of number ones from then, and it was to play with those that caliber of musicians is it's a great experience for me.
Yeah, I was looking at the sound studio and the amount of hits that they produced in like 5 years, and you know, obviously it's shut down now, but in 5 years they've produced 100 tracks that made, you know, big hits.
Yeah, I heard they had like more number ones in 6 months than like anyone's ever had, or something crazy like that. It's just ridiculous, really.
So working with those kind of people must have been, you know, an eye opener for you, I suppose, something completely different, you know, from what you're used to musically and stuff like that. Is there anything you learned from them? I heard that you were doing 9 to 5 days and then just banging out tracks, and then you know, calling it a night at 5 o'clock. Whereas a lot of artists that I know I've met, certainly, you know, the English ones sort of create in the middle of the night. Is that something different for you?
I like to work in the day and then chill out at night, really. But yeah, like you say, there are a lot of people that like to work through the evening. That's, I don't know if that's just because they like getting up later in the day or not. But that is a creative period for me as well. But it's also the time I like to relax, really.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jake's sticking around with some more music now. And here's his new single. Anyway, I think it's the first play on Radio X. Here's Jake Bugg with How Soon the Dawn.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show.
With Peter Crouch.
Peter Crouch here on the Evening Show, helping you to make the huge decision that is, are you going out or staying in? Here's a little tale that won't help you either way, I'm sure, but I'm telling it to you anyway. Let me tell you about when I turned 21. I was doing okay with the football, and I decided to take my 5 best mates from school to Vegas. We took the place by storm, let me tell you. Vegas didn't know what hit it. We arrived in style, we got ready in the room, we came straight downstairs and we hit the tables. We meant business. We were a bit apprehensive, but thankfully my mate was decisive. He put the first bet down, £5 on red and £5 on black. it was a £20 minimum table as well, by the way. So the only possible outcome was a draw or possibly a lose if it landed on green. So he got the stake wrong, and it was also possibly one of the worst bets in the entire casino history. After the whole table had ridiculed us and laughed at us, we decided to move on. We went out in the town, frequented one of the bars, couldn't pull a hamstring, spent a load of money. And in the morning, none of my bank cards were working, so we couldn't even get a sandwich. Day 2 was much the same, and day 3 we sat in the room and played on a Game Boy. Oh yes, lads on tour. The moral of this story is do not run before you can walk. It was back to Veronica's Strip in Tenerife the next year. Perfect.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show.
With Peter Crouch.
Jake Bugg's still here on the Evening Show. Thanks for going easy on me. This is my first, sort of second actually. We did Sean Ryder before, but this is my second interview ever, so thanks for going easy.
I think it's all right. I think it's going well.
I appreciate it. Got a nice studio. Being top man. Right, we've talked music. Now let's talk a bit of football. I know you're a big Notts County fan, is that correct?
Yeah, big Notts County fan, yeah.
I've got quite a few ties to Notts County, believe it or not. Obviously, I know Big Sam was manager back in the day, but he managed Sean Derry, he was a good friend of mine, Steve Finnan,
yeah.
Jermaine Pennant, obviously came through. They didn't last very long there. I don't know. Have you had any run-ins with Jermaine Pennant?
No, and I was reading the other day that he was, I think he was going to had a trial for Billericay, I think, weirdly. Yeah,
That's good football knowledge, to be fair. I've only found that out about half an hour ago that he's on trial at Billericay. But it's a strange one because with Jermaine, obviously, I played right through. He's such a talented player and... yeah, it's a shame that he's at Billericay now, to be honest.
Go join him, mate. Go join him.
I know, listen. That's why I'm here. I'm trying to do something else before I end up at Billericay. Jake, obviously being a County fan all your life, is this right that you sponsored the shirt?
Yeah, I have, yeah, in the month of November. It was just something that came up. I saw that there was an opportunity for loads of sponsors to sponsor him for a month. So I thought it'd be nice to invest in the club a little bit and to see my name on the shirts is pretty cool. And I've seen some of the shirts; they look pretty good as well.
That's amazing. So how are we doing it? Have we just got your face in the middle of the show?
No, not my face. No, I should have though. It might distract the other team, isn't it? Like, but no, it's just put my name in there. Yeah, I tried to. I waited for the kit to come out and see what it looked like to draw up the sponsor. But you know, it's just my name. I don't know why. I don't know what I'm advertising. Nothing. Just
that's
just
superb. Me. I love that. I love the fact that you're involved in your local team and giving a bit back and stuff. And the fact that you got your name on there is class.
I just hope it's on the back of the shirt one day. That's the only thing.
Hey, you're still young enough, mate. You're still young enough. Well, listen, I'm a big fan of your work, Jake, and thanks for coming in. I really appreciate it. And I've heard the new stuff, and I love it. And obviously, we'll be playing it here at Radio X. So thank you. And remember, the new Jake Bug album is out in September.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Peter Crouch.
It's Crouchy's Classics now. Now, Crouchy's Classics is the chance for me to basically play the tunes that I like. The Desert Island Discs of Peter Crouch. I've enjoyed this band for 13 years. This was the track that made me stand up and take notice back in 2004. I've followed them ever since, and I'm proud to say that I'm good mates with them now. If their music wasn't any good, then I wouldn't have to get in the mixer and embarrass myself when I watched them live. There wouldn't be any pics or videos of me in the morning. I'm referring to the time where I got caught crowd surfing. Now, everything was going great that night in the posh seats with my missus. I was getting more and more into it, so I just mentioned when fire is about to start, I'm going to get involved. And she gave me a knowing nod. She gently gave me a nudge and said, "Don't do anything stupid, Peter." When the security gathered me from someone's arms and took me round the stage after I'd just been crowd surfing, they dumped me right in front of her. She shook her head and went to the bar. Wasn't my finest moment. I'm sure that you've got it now. It's off the self-titled debut album, Kasabian. This is the anthem that is Clubfoot.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Peter Crouch.
So that was the podcast. Thanks for downloading it. Gordon Smart's back with us next week.
Radio X.